ladies and gentlemen, I know it's been a little bit of a while since you've seen us, but we are back with another episode of Anime Brothers. We are your host, Disciple Dashni. We got Quiet Jams and Taisu Fly. Today, my man got his own mug now. Okay.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Oh, wow.
It was a birthday gift. Well, hold on. Other side.
He got merch.
Right?
He got merch.
Yeah, I got merch. Merch, man.
I honestly think I'm the only one with our Anime Brothers merch now.
Look where it is. I got the straight out of Anime Brothers shirt, so.
That's true. I'm slacking. But today is somewhat of a bittersweet episode. It's the last time. I mean, it's not the last episode for us, but we are saying a farewell to Taisu Fly. He's moving out of state. He's still going to be here for episodes, but he's moving out of state. He's leaving us behind. We had a nice little party for him. Going away party for him yesterday.
Yeah, buddy.
But, you know, it's all good.
Sad times.
And with that, you know.
A lot of sad songs are played on the
speaker. I know, right? For some reason. iHeartRadio, I'm gonna give you a shout out.
He was like,
iHeartRadio.
Like, yo, I'm not choosing these songs. I'm just like, nah, it's kind of off. It's like each song in progression was like so appropriate. I mean, it was right. Crying.
I was like, wow. Hey.
Right.
Well, that's all we can afford.
Yeah, about to cut this video. You two gonna cut us right now just for that. My man's gonna start playing Sam Smith's Stay With Me.
Right.
I was like, yo, for real? He's like, yo, I didn't choose this song.
No one believe that. Melissa made a playlist and we didn't even put it on. I was like, oh man.
Oh boy.
The vibe was goodbye vibes. Wanted to make them feel as bad as possible.
Jerks. My girlfriend's texting me. All right. Oh. But yes, with Ty leaving and moving out of state, it's a perfect theme for today's episode will be our saddest anime farewells. I mean, we can do that in by farewell, we can do that as in goodbye and deaths.
Bittersweet endings.
Right.
Yeah. It's rough, though.
Yeah.
Anime's full with that. Did we have a quick confession today? Yeah, start it up. Jabil?
Oh.
This is your segment.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We do those. The confession, man. I'm sad to see you go, but I can't wait to visit. that's all I really got. You'll be back.
My quick confession, I mean, Ty, now that you're leaving, I don't like you. I never liked you. Just playing. Oh, man, I'm happy for you. It's a great move for you and your family. The house looks amazing. Definitely gonna try to visit out there.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, keep going.
I say big micro house.
Profession. Excited for a new adventure. Sad, leaving everybody. This now gives Malik a chance to be the best, even though he's probably still number two. He's still number two.
No.
And this also gives Esme someone else to beat on.
Yo,
she ain't gonna be on Malik. True. It's gonna be love at first sight. Yo, Theo's already been resolved to best man.
Oh,
he's off to the side.
For those who don't know, we have an imaginary love triangle going on with our children.
There's no triangle. It's like she clearly don't like Theo.
It's a love line now, I guess. No.
Nah, we'll see. We'll see how Malik's skin tone looks like. Because if it ain't light enough, we all know light skin wins.
I don't know if this is the message we want to be sending to our viewers, man.
It's an incorrect one. It's okay.
Like, we were taking the picture outside yesterday, and Teresa's like, don't forget to use the flash. And I'm like, she's like 50 feet away. The flash ain't gonna help you. I'm sorry.
It was bright yesterday.
It was really bright and hot.
It was good.
Don't get many of those.
Yo, this week's wild, though. Gonna be 80s in the middle of the week?
Mm-hmm. I think today's supposed to be 70s today.
I just need the humidity to just, like, stay away. Because if it's, when it's humid, you know, that's when it gets nasty and muggy.
Yeah.
Got your clothes sticking to you.
I kind of want it to rain so the pollen goes away.
So it's like a catch 22 on the rain. Like, the rain makes a pollen go away, but then it also makes things bloom. So then you get more pollen. Like, it's a hard cycle, man. I don't know. Like, I need a slight shower, like a misty day or something like that.
y'all and your allergies, man.
I'd wish this upon you, but then I don't know what comes back to me, so I won't do that.
Yeah, don't hate because I don't have allergies.
No. Maybe one day you will.
It'll happen.
I hope not. Nah, look, I'm gonna start off. We don't have them numbered, but like, I don't know. But one of my first saddest anime deaths is going to be for me, Angemon, and Digimon Digital Monsters, the original from 1999. Now, like, TK and Patamon was my favorite duo, of Digimon of all time, any series.
The weakest.
They weren't the weakest. They just got screwed over just because TK was the youngest.
I mean, no. So hold on. They were the weakest, except for like incrementally when they became the strongest.
Like
power throttling or something.
It was like for an episode when really, if he had just, you know, became Angemon throughout the entire series, like they could have just demolished so many people.
I don't understand why he couldn't just hang out at champion level. He couldn't be there.
Yeah.
Yo, Angemon was a beast. That's why they needed him to defeat Devimon. But he took all his strength. He had to absorb the powers of the rest of the Digigestion to get enough strength to defeat Devimon. And after he did it, it was the ultimate sacrifice. He sacrificed himself and turned back into a Digi-Egg. And even though he did come back, though, it was still sad for me because my man had to get got.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it was a sad moment.
He technically didn't go away because that is the Digimon way. You Digivolve.
That's the Digimon way.
You could be get killed. No, in Digimon.
No one else. It happened to literally no one else. No other Digimon did that for themselves. Don't be like that's the Digimon way.
No. He did come back. That's not an ending. If he comes back, like,
I said,
you know,
goodbyes, and for us, it was a goodbye. Right, the man sacrificed himself. That was a goodbye and farewell. Just because he came back. That's like saying, oh, Goku didn't actually die because they wished him back. Like, no, he's still dead.
Yeah, but they got to see him again, so it's all good.
It's still sad goodbyes.
It's like Post Malone. You no good at goodbye.
I'll give you that sad goodbye, all right? I'll give you that. I mean, TK probably cried, so whatever. It
he did.
He definitely cried. Always.
Yeah. Yo, I have the ultimate goodbye to death. It's one I've talked about many a times. And this finally gets really go into it in this episode. Neji dying.
Oh.
That was sad.
You've been feeling that one for a while.
Because it's right here, though. It's right here. All right? My boy's going through all kinds of tribulations. He got the... Oh, I forget what it's called, but it was ingrained on his forehead.
Oh, the curse seal or whatever. Curse,
yeah. And like the boy was talented, but he was put in what do they call it? The family that wasn't like worthy. There's all the
side branch.
Yeah, the side branch. And like he just fought through it all. He became a boss. He like learned so many cool techniques. And then they gonna kill him off like that. That's messed up.
Yep, he died doing what he was supposed to do, protect Hinata.
Exactly. He did what he's supposed to do. And now the main branch went on.
Panther died doing it. Like, my boy knew his weakness, right? So, if you know you have a blind spot and you know where your blind spot is, why don't you put up, like, some other defense just to block your blind spot and then you do everything else? That's all I'm saying. He could have survived. I
mean, he was also going against the 10-tailed beast, you know? So,
yeah, he didn't really stand a chance because no regular Jonin does. Like, who was Jonin at that point, right?
Yeah, he was a Jonin.
All right. Yeah, I was like, wait, I want to misquote, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I mean, just saying, like, now that we've had our very first Anime Brothers therapy session, have you unpacked all your Neji thoughts, Neji related grievances?
No, I just wanted to be known that his death was not warranted. Like, it didn't need to happen. You could have killed off some other lame character that didn't have like a story or and all that. Like, they built up the story.
Did you not watch that war? So many ninja died. So many other ninja died.
I know, but like I didn't feel they was as important as ninja.
I think they. So somebody had. I read like a comment board, right, and they were saying that Naruto, like the franchise, needed to have an important death happen to one of the main characters, or more the not main characters, but one of the semi main characters in the show to like kind of cement the legacy. And so I guess Neji drew the short straw.
It was foretold from the very beginning, though. The side branch sacrificed himself to keep the main branch going.
Yeah, it was like destined. However, I wonder, did his death change everything and they don't have side branch anymore?
I think they don't have that anymore. They're like, at least in Boruto, like they kind of respect him a little bit more.
I'm pretty sure they're still side branch.
Dang. His death didn't change anything. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, but they don't treat the side. They probably like get rid of the curses or whatever. You know, like I feel like they respect the side branch. You can't all be main members of the same family, but you know, you can just not treat them like trash. Exactly. That's always a good idea.
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, I still think it's a number one death. Just throwing it out there.
You're the only one.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you, Asuma. Harder than Neji.
Ooh, dang, that's a fighting words.
Yo, whoa.
I think Asuma sensei hit a little harder than Neji.
Speak your truth, though. Speak your truth.
I mean, like he was such an influential factor in Shikamaru's life.
Mm.
Like he even tried to emulate him after he died. It's just. I thought it was a bit. He even had a kid on the way. Like, come on now. It was a hard hit. Edgy. I mean, like, yeah, okay. He was a great warrior. He didn't really get to live his life, but like, you got a kid on the way. It's a little bit sadder when you get lost, as opposed to like you, Edgy, you a bachelor in the life and whatever, you know.
Yeah, but like, he even like foreclosed his like whole like family life and all that stuff. It was almost too secret.
Foreclosed. Disclose.
Sorry.
He's got foreclosure on his mind. Yeah, he's like, yo, I gotta foreclose on my house.
Yeah, but they didn't really disclose. It was almost like his relationship was secret, too secret.
Asuma's relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, not really. Relationship wasn't really secret. You saw her walking around pregnant.
Yeah, but did they know who the daddy was? They do now, but did they? Did
we are her husband? I hope. This isn't an episode of Mori, man. This is Naruto.
So yeah, all right. I mean, Asuma's death was, you know, it was, you know, kind of sad. Plus, they made it rain afterwards. Like, how much are you gonna play into it?
The deaths always hit harder when it rains. You know that? Like, after anime, every single death, like, oh, yeah. If it's a bad death, it's like, oh, hard rainstorm's gonna follow.
That's just how it goes. Gotta be rainy.
I'm glad you picked up on the trope, though.
Yo, Ichigo's mom, rainy day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was more of a, like, she was already had been dead. So that was more like a, I don't even know how to describe that because she was already dead. So how do you even say that? It's not even a goodbye.
No, I mean, the episode where they did the flashback where he's showing with the girl and it was raining.
Oh. You're talking about the flashback. I thought you were talking about the episode where they're at her grave and he found the hollow that killed her.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking when they actually like showed the part when Ichigo was a kid. I was like, that was a rainy day.
Yeah.
Oh, another rainy day, which is one of my saddest ones. Mace Hughes, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, that was going to be one of mine. Come on. Like, I'm sorry. No matter how many times we mention Mace Hughes, this is so sad.
Mm-hmm. Like, that dude was such a beloved character. He was such a beloved character in Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, but even just that short amount of time. And of course, Rainy Day in a telephone booth, my man gets got a freaking envy. And I'm so, so happy Mustang got his revenge. Seriously. One of my favorite scenes. One of my favorite scenes of the entire series. Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. Lit him up. Literally.
How about when Jiraiya Sensei died?
Jiraiya?
Jiraiya. I don't even know why we're trying to make a joke out of it. Y'all know I can't pronounce the name.
Come on, man. That's okay. A legendary character.
And Jiraiya, like, he's going gyrate. Like, whoa.
Bro, it was stupid.
Now that. Yeah. That was a lot of rain.
If I had to rank deaths like that, Jiraiya is my number two. Jiraiya would be my number two anime death. That was such a sad moment because, like, even the whole battle with Pain was still one of the best moments in Naruto Shippuden. Yeah. Like, ultimate fights, like, you're doing it. And then he finally finds out the secret of Pain and it's like, oh, no, sorry. You got. Crush your throat. I'm like, damn. I was like, they really.
It also, like, yeah, I was gonna say it also gave rise to one of the best memes, like him riding on the back of the frog with the message. Mm-hmm. It's like, these dudes strong AF, send help, SOS.
Nah, man, that hurt. That hurt me, man. Just it was so funny because one of my coworkers at the time was like, he hadn't watched Naruto, so he's telling me he knew I love Naruto. So he started watching it, and I was like, oh, man, you're crazy. So my man just been watched the original Naruto series that went all the way to Shippuden. Then he finally got to the part where Jiraiya passed away. I was like, I know, man. I know. He's like, yo, man, I cried. I was like, I know, man. I know. Sad death.
It's true. Right. It wasn't even just rain, man. He was fully submerged in the water. It was like full tears. Boom. Guy didn't even cry. Tsunami tears. That's right.
That's how you break it down.
Let's see. Can't even. So I this is I don't even know if you guys watch this, but this is like a really short it's called Angel Beats. It's a really, really short, like
I haven't seen it.
That show is depressing. It's fun, it's cool, but like this is actually one of the only animes I got Melissa to watch. She liked it, but it was sad. Yeah. This dude is sent to the afterlife and like is like a certain amount of kids, and eventually like this thing called Angel comes over and like kills the kids and like permanently kills them, because like you can die in the afterlife and just like come back and, you know, the next day, it's no big deal, but like she'd been permanently killing them. And then the main character of the show, like, you find out exactly how he died in real life, and like this angel's been looking for him because time is a little bit different in the afterlife. But she's been looking for him for years, and it's like she actually was looking for him to say thank you, because like, because he died, she got to live a full life. It's like, oh man, that did hit me kind of hard. Like, yeah, he was already dead, but then you find out how he actually died. Oh, it was depressing. It's like, woohoo, boy. It's like, bringing on the waterworks. It must be the pollen.
He is coming back.
Yeah.
I got another one. Hunter x Hunter. When Kite gets killed.
That was really emotional, especially for Gon.
Yeah. And so it was more of a emotional for Gon, but because Gon got so emotional, I felt it too. And then I felt the rage, and I needed to go in there and beat down. I can't remember the girl's name. She was a cat girl, though. I'm going to call her cat girl.
Pretty Pooty. I don't remember.
That was close. That's closer than me.
Yeah. Well, so, all right, we're talking about Hunter x Hunter. There's one that I feel like shouldn't, like, they built this relationship, you know, Meroom. Like, you're supposed to hate him because he was the Chimera Ant King, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, they built the relationship between him and this, like, was it the deaf girl or is she blind?
Oh, she was blind. She was
something. She was blind. She was playing, like, Shogi, something like that, and she was blind. And, like, they built this whole relationship, and it was like, wow. Like, actually, they had this back and forth when they both were dying. It was like, really, like, really dramatic, and it was like, wow, he actually cared about this person long enough to just hang out with her when she died, and, like, he went with her. Like, that was something I wasn't expecting. Like, you know, he was supposed to be, like, the big, hard-hitting bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was sad.
For me, I got it.
Oh, God.
No,
I was just going to say, I didn't feel sad for that. I felt like, oh, man, this character has changed my perception of him, but I didn't feel sad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For me, I got to go with my man, L, from Death Note.
Because
This dude was easily one of the most popular characters in anime at the time. Yo, and his death just came out of the blue. It's just like, yo. It's like the way it died pissed me off. And this is another reason why I hate Light so much. Because L was just going after him, like, staying on him from the end to end. And it's like, nah, we got your identity. Even when the girl came in, what's her name? Asami or whatever. For some reason, her name is off the top of my tongue. He was just like, oh, this is my second camera.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. His girlfriend.
Yeah, Misa, right? Something. Isn't it like Misa?
Misa, yeah.
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 And so he, and then Light is like, even with her, like, L still managed to figure it out. He's like, nah, you're Kira, and you're the second Kira. We got you. And it's just like, yo, we're doing it. And then Light's like, you know what? I got to do this movie. It's just like, oh, because Misa Shinigami, he knew we loved her. So this was just playing on the heartstrings of so many other people, like, at once, just to get L killed. And I'm just like, you're a bastard. You made the Shinigami sacrifice herself to write L's name in her book to kill L. And then, which ultimately ended up killing her. And I'm just like, ugh. That was just, I'm like, they're really not going to do it. I'm just like, let L live. And I'm just like, wow. They're really just going to let Light get away with this. It's some BS. Right? So I was tight. I was so tight.
He's feeling it.
He's still feeling it.
You want it. You know which one I'm about to talk about in Fairy Tale, right?
Gosh.
Oh, no. Okay. Now say it. Oh, no? I'm trying to think of like a significant. I think I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
When the guild leader died.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Gray's mentor, Earl.
What a weird name, but yeah, no, I don't think her death wasn't significant in the least bit to me. I'm sorry.
Sure.
That she wasn't dead, she was living ice, and then she came back, and then she died again. Come on. You were already dead to me. Don't even worry about it. But no, the guild master had to use, like, you know, his final, like, fairy glitter or whatever, use his ultimate power to kill all the bad guys and didn't kill anybody and died in the process.
Yes.
But then didn't die in the process. But,
well, that's kind of that goes back to the Digimon one where he died for that moment, and then
you definitely thought he was dead. Like, okay, I was like, yeah, wow, so yeah, no one dies in Fairy Tale.
It's still a sad moment.
I mean, his death did ignite everyone to power up. So, like,
he's still alive. Yeah.
No, I felt that one. I forgot about that fairy tale one. It's because he came back, and I'm just used to him being alive. So I was like, kind of just phased out. I got one for you guys from My Hero Academy. Night Eye, when he died.
That
was sad. I thought that was
sad. Actually, a good one.
Yeah, that definitely was a sad death.
Yeah, just like him being on the his. Oh my goodness. In the hospital, on his I was literally gonna call his deathbed, but he's in the hospital, and they all come in. Lemillion comes in there and they're just like crying, and then they're like fix him, and then like the nurse kiss lady, she's like, I've tried, I kissed him many times and he just couldn't save him. And it's just like, dang, that eye. And then his last thing was he touched Lemillion and saw that he was gonna be a great hero. And then that's how he goes out. That was touching. And that's why I think Lemillion
saw it. You don't know if he really saw it.
Whoa.
At that point in time, you don't know if he really saw it. You don't know.
It's legit.
No. He took off his limiters.
You know he was limiting himself because he didn't want to go too far? He took them off. Gotcha. The farthest. I'm telling you. And that's another reason why I think Lemillion... I mean, so we already know what... I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. I always do it.
It's Deku.
I'm definitely going to be like, you know, two top tier, but I feel like people are leaving out Lemillion because I think he's going to be a top tier hero too.
No one's leaving this guy out. No one is leaving him out.
No one's leaving.
Who do you think is leaving him out?
Before the ones we got.
I'm just saying.
He's literally part of the big three.
But still no one talking about him. I ain't seen him in the movie.
Because it's not the focus on him.
I'm just saying.
It's not about him. It ain't about him.
That should at least throw him half a movie or something.
Here's one thing I got. Like, I understand that he's actually really good at using his power, but his power actually isn't that impressive. I mean, it's sort of like a Tobi, you know, back in Naruto when he was Tobi, used the power. Wow. It's good, but he has no other ability to use, right? So why is it that he's supposed to be like super great? Like when you have someone like Deku or Bakugo, like powers like that, that makes a lot more sense to me. Like slipping through objects, I get it. I get how that could make you like, you know, hard to catch or whatever, but I don't understand why that makes you top tier material.
Then why was he feared so much? Dude had to shoot him with the cork remover gun just to beat him.
I mean, he was that adept at using his ability, but at some point you get to a level where that ability isn't as impressive and as effective as like all for one, one for all, both of them.
Haven't seen it yet. So until I see it, I ain't gonna believe it.
I don't know. You using Kamui was pretty sweet. Whether it was
Kamui is an impressive ability. But at some point, it doesn't become as impressive anymore. Also, Kamui is way different because you can also change dimensional spaces.
True.
So what? Lemillion probably could learn it. Who knows? You don't know the limit of his ability.
His ability could be more detrimental because if he doesn't focus on not falling through the earth, then he falls through the earth.
That's true.
All I hear is haters. Don't worry, Lemillion.
No, that's actually a valid top point.
Top fan right here, Lemillion. Right,
this is a dude that can never slip up. He could literally fall to his death at any moment.
But there's no way we can mention Naruto without talking about Itachi, which. His death really stung me to my core because it wasn't just like you had all this hate, like building up to it. It's just like, all right, Itachi killed his clan. He put all his hatred in Sasuke. He whooped Sasuke's ass when him and Kasame came back to the village, broke his wrist. And it's just like you finally get to this battle. And when Itachi finally dies, then Tobi comes through and finally reveals the truth about Itachi. And it was just, what?
Mind boggling.
What? It's like when Itachi goes from being one of the most hated villains to like the greatest hero. The greatest hero. Like, wow.
I feel like Itachi, honestly, I get the whole, you know, the reason why having to kill the clan and all that stuff. But in reality, Itachi could have just taken out everyone else and let the Uchiha clan live.
Why? They had sinister motives. He already knew that. Was brought up to believe that, but he also saw it for himself.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you? All right, so you just take out your bad people, right? You don't need to take out the whole.
I just want to know, who is he taking out exactly? The rest of the Leaf Village.
Exactly, okay. He says, like, okay, let me kill the 90% for the 10%. That's what Ty just said. Let me kill the 90%.
You thought Itachi with his bad health was going to take care of 90% of the village. Everybody else. Like, I love Itachi. He was still sick.
His prime, he probably could have done it, but...
I'm just saying. You don't think so? Man, I feel like 10 episodes ago, you were hating on the Leaf Clan for what they did to Naruto.
No, the village is trash. The village is trash, but like... You know, for what they did Naruto, but like, don't act like these ninjas were like slouches. Like, even though I hate the third for how he let the village treat Naruto, the third was beast. He knew his elements. Like, Itachi wasn't just gonna come through and wipe everybody out just clean easily. He wasn't gonna put Tsukiyomi on everybody. You just can't do that. Maybe he tried to.
If you're saying you can't do that, or you're saying Itachi just hadn't learned how to do that yet.
Oh my gosh. No, he can't do that. He can't do that. Otherwise, he would have put everybody else in Tsukiyomi and not just Kakashi.
Just saying.
Okay? That's not what happens, all right? Like, he maybe could try to burn down the entire village with the Amaterasu, but again, that takes a lot of energy and it wears him out. There's no way he's taking out a whole entire village of people. That's wild. What are you talking about?
Yo, Shinobi style. Real secret, you know.
Right? All right. All right.
But yeah, no, I still don't agree with the theory because, like, yo, taking out 10% of the people, that makes more sense. Because at any moment in time, somebody with a Sharingan or, like, wanted to become Mangekyo, like, you realize that they have the power to just become absolutely corrupt. And the way to get more powerful is to become more corrupt. It was the craziest thing. They're like, no, we don't need to exist anymore. All of them need to go, and then I need one of us to be the person that like avenges our name.
I mean, there's no way Sasuke was innocent at the time. He was innocent in all of it.
There's probably a couple of other innocent little kids that
I'm not gonna lie. There was probably a bunch of kids he murdered. Like, let's be honest.
Yo, pull that Anakin Skywalker.
Boom.
Walked into the Jedi Temple.
Yeah.
Yep. The sand people are going to feel this one. I got a question for you. Do you think Jiraiya knew? Like, do you think Jiraiya had like high enough security clearance that to know that Itachi was like actually covert?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
They even said the only people that knew were the third, and then the elders, and Danzo.
I don't know. I guess I can't put him over Danzo. I was gonna say I could put Jiraiya even over Danzo, like security clearance wise, but not really actually. So never mind.
Danzo was like
he was the head of Root.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I don't know. I just felt like I got the feeling for some of the fights. Like, all right, we're not gonna end them. Because, like, you know, as soon as he showed up, like, Itachi was like, yo, we gotta go. Even Itachi didn't want to mess with Jiraiya.
Yeah, man, that's a Sanin.
Imp. I mean, what else we got in Naruto? I mean, this is probably another death of Naruto. Everyone.
There's so many deaths in Naruto.
Yeah.
The third, yeah. Didn't really hurt.
I mean, for some people maybe, but you know how I feel about the third. So
I didn't care that he died.
Yeah, no, he was a inconsequential character in my opinion. I mean, there's always Rin. Kakashi murking her. Like, excuse me.
That was really sad actually. Because he didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to. It was totally out of control, and he murdered her by accident. And then also, if you want to go back, you can say Obito, because technically Obito was like one of those hard-hitting deaths, even though he didn't die. No, Angemon style.
I mean, he eventually does die.
Yeah, yeah.
Much later, bro. Much later.
He was all still right, out. Kid that Obito.
That wasn't really hard-hitting for me.
No.
Like, more importantly, you can just there's so many ways you can go with Naruto. If we just do straight up Naruto deaths, there's so many people dying in that anime. But Another one for me, Tenshin. Tenshin Himura, man, like, finally at the end of his trials. Like, I mean, you got to watch the movie. Not Trust and Betrayal, the other one. I believe it's Revelations. But at the end of all his war and all his battles, he, that dude is so battle scarred that he's just ruined and all the bruises, and he gets sick and he just can't heal him. And I'm just like, just watching like the character you watched, you grew up with through all that time. It's like the wandering samurai at the end of his days, dying in Karu's arms. Just that was heartbreaking for me. That was sad for me watching Kenshin die. Like, he was a beast. My man was Batosa the Manslayer. And even when he stopped being the Manslayer, he was still whooping ass in the show.
Still feared. Everyone's still coming after him. Like, they wanted to claim his title. Like, all he wanted to do was live his life, man.
This is a peaceful traveler.
Yeah. I'm mad that I just...
My man just wanted to live his life, man.
Bad that I just looked at a list and I just got several spoilers that I didn't realize I was going to get.
Wow. For what?
I actually got
Black Clover.
No, one's Attack on Titan.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm already finished with that, so.
Yeah. But I have to jump. So you guys going to finish this.
My man's already leaving us so early, man. That's cool. Huh. He can't wait to get rid of us. We don't need you. Jerk.
Oh, I, man.
All right. Well, I will see you guys. Listeners, enjoy the rest of this episode. I know it won't be as great without Tassel Fly, but I'm sure that Disciple Dashney and Quiet Jams can handle it.
Thank you for reassuring them that we all had a talk.
My man can't even pronounce the character's name correctly. Talk about it's not gonna be as good. Get out of here.
That's why they like me. That's why they like
me. Go do your thing.
Who I think they like me.
Peace out, man.
All right, man. Later. Alright, well, so I was saying, I got a spoiler for Attack on Titan. I got a spoiler for Seven of the Deadly Sins. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh! See, I can't even bring that up now. I can't even bring that up.
I hate. Oh, yeah, Ty would talk about it with you, man.
I don't even think he's finished Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I don't know. Okay, I read the manga, but I'm just like, I know who you're talking about now, but it's like, and I want to talk about it because that's my character. honestly, that hurt me. Yeah, that death definitely hurt me.
Yeah, man. Like, F you, Google.
I didn't
realize that would happen. I didn't get that. I was like, no way. I guess. All right.
I mean, it's been a while since I brought it up, but it's, you know, since we still are on the subject of death, RIP to my homegirl, Nina Tucker, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Y'all know what happened. Y'all know what happened. Y'all know what her father did. F. Show Tucker.
Top villain. just for the sense of carnage, like, you gonna hurt a child, man? Nah, top villain.
not just a child, his own.
His own. You're supposed to be programmed to love that.
all just to keep your state alchemist license. Ridiculous.
He's in the game for the love of the game. All right. Did you know who I was talking about from Attack on Titan? I know a bunch of people die on Attack on Titan, but this is like a real main character.
I'm gonna guess you're talking about Hanji.
Oh. Let me tell you. I mean, you've already finished it, right?
Yeah.
Levi.
You guys.
Yeah, Levi Ackerman. I didn't know he died. I'm like, oh, what? Excuse me?
What are you talking about, man?
Hold on a second. Where we at?
You know what?
Eli Ackerman.
You know what? That's because they've only done part one. It's only part one of season four. Of season four. That's what the part two doesn't come back. He's not dead. Levi is not dead. Right. Oh, what are you talking? I'm like, he can't mean Levi. I'm like, Levi's definitely not dead.
I'm sitting over here saying to myself, like, how did Levi die, bro? Wait a second. That don't make no sense.
Levi is definitely, again, part two. I mean, he's not. So, spoiler alert, people. Levi is not dead.
We might have to throw a spoiler on this episode. Whoops.
I mean, that's just incorrect facts, though.
All right. Good. I was getting a little disturbed. I'm like, he's supposed to be the baddest of the bad, man. How are you going to take him out?
Yeah. I mean, one death in the revival, that was sad. Again, sorry, because, I mean, again, with Naruto, we can go back. Kakashi, though. Like, that was a rough moment watching him die when Pain came and attacked the village. Yeah. Like, even for that brief moment, it's like, yo, they really, because thing is like, when I was reading the manga and I was just like, yo, what? He's actually gone. It's like, how do they continue from this? Like, who's going to keep training these guys? Like, you can't just have Yamato take over. It's not the same. It just really
Yamato was trashed here, sensei.
It's not going to be my brother. He stopped reading the manga until I told him Kakashi. He stopped reading. Kakashi's his favorite character, so when it happened, he's like, he said, I'm done with Naruto, and just stopped reading.
He's a lot of people's favorite character. I'm like, yo, they're taking a dark turn. Like, I can't wait to see what happens next. That's what my thought process was, because I'm like, all right, so Kakashi, like, the dude was unable to beat him. Like, he unable to beat Pain. So I'm like, Kakashi got gotten. It's like, there's nothing else I can... Somebody has to rise up, and it's like, all right, obviously Naruto, because his name is on the, you know, the banner, right, or whatever. But, like, I didn't realize, like, everyone's getting brought back. I thought he was just going to become, like, a wandering,
sleep
badass. Yeah, nah, he was like, nah, man, you know what? But I'm going to put my trust in your hands, and he gets everyone back. I'm like, what? What? How? But,
Pain came through and killed a lot of people. Like, Shizune got her soul stolen, too.
Shizune, come on, man. I'm not worried about her.
But it was just weird because, like, they're in the element. It was just like, my manager, they're in the lab with her, Shikamaru, the other genius girl, the blonde genius girl with the glasses, but they never see the eyes.
She always has
them, like, fogged up.
Yeah, just the swirly eyes.
Yeah. And so, and then all of a sudden, one of the Pain bodies just comes through and said, shh, steal your soul. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. It's like, damn, so many people got, and then, but Kakashi, definitely, that was a sad death. That affected a lot of people.
All right, how are we gonna move on from this? Like, fortunately, I was just at that point in time, I was just binge watching Naruto because I hadn't caught up yet, and I caught up right toward the end of the Pain battle. So I was like, oh man, I was like, okay, this is good. It's gonna happen. All right, there's a way for him to come back. Man, I didn't know how that was gonna happen. So I didn't know what the series was gonna turn. Here's a question for you: what do you think the series would have been if Pain never resurrected everyone back? Like, speculate.
I don't know.
Right? With all that pain and hurt, so we just completely take
They would have been done because Kakashi was necessary. Kakashi was definitely necessary for clearly, you see it for later on. He needed to be necessary because, what Kakashi's done, Obito, just reigns supreme. Like, there's no way to get Obito back. And then Kakashi doesn't get the double Sharingan eyes. He can't use Kamui on little Suki, Kaguya. And I'm just like,
true.
All right.
Yeah,
Kakashi definitely needs to be brought back.
Yeah, no, he definitely needed to be brought back. I'm trying to figure out like the path of the show would have taken if it was just like, all right, so Naruto's been basically avoiding like all this pain in his life, right? And then you get this dude named Pain coming over and like he just inflicts it on you and like you gotta hold that for the rest of your life. Like, see that darkness like kind of comes over. I thought that like the Ninetales was gonna be become like, you know, this demon beast that he actually becomes. Like, and he has to walk that path with the demon, but like, you know, he's like, I'm befriending you. You're not just paying, I'm not just like asking you to pay me rent no more. Like, no, please lend me your chakra, please. That's, I don't know. That's where I was kind of going with it. It was like, if it had taken that swing, he has to just like kind of like balance his life of pain versus his life of like, you know, being excluded before. Like, he could have easily taken that dark turn, and that would have been a, I'm always like a fan of like, you know, okay, what happens when they become in, like engrossed in the darkness?
Well, at that point, I don't think, for me, like, I don't think he would actually turn towards the darkness. Because when he saw Hinata got hurt, that's when he like flipped the switch and almost let the fox take over. But then his pops came, Minato was just like, yo, calmed him down. So like after that,
yeah, locked him up.
After that, like, and then like if the bodies never got revived again, like he would have still been sad, and then like the burden of trying to revive the leaf would have been on him, but I still don't think he would have turned towards the darkness. If anything, I feel like that would have like invigorated him more to like continue to try and like end all this. But then again, it's just like without someone like Kakashi being brought back, y'all lose this war. Right?
No, yeah. He needed a mentor. He needed someone to go that extra mile for him.
Kakashi did a lot during the fourth Great Ninja War.
Definitely an integral piece for sure. Like 100%. 110%. Like, yo man, let me switch out some eyes real quick. Just it's like a light bulb or something. Like, yeah. Pop them in, pop them out.
I mean, going back to Attack on Titan, R.I.P. to Marco.
Hello. No, no, yeah.
R.I.P. to Marco, the original leader, man. Yeah, I feel so bad, man.
Dude who should have just minded his own business.
He was. They were talking loud, man.
He was just like, yo, what y'all just say? Oh, man, we going to have to get him.
This dude was just trying to mind his own business, trying to attack some, trying to like kill some titans. And all of a sudden, you know, Bertolt and Reiner start talking mad loud about their plan. My man said, huh. Y'all just joking, right? Huh? Yeah, yeah. Y'all just joking. I just misheard you. Let me walk away. He thought he was just going to escape. They're like, nah.
Oh, man. Dude, it's like, we're just not going to let that happen.
I felt so bad for him because they sliced this dude, stole his gear, and then let him get eaten by a titan.
Like, why though? I mean, I get it. Like, why not just act like you didn't hear none?
No, at that point, they knew. There was no way.
Oh, yeah. Let them go.
But at very least, yo, just at least let him just kill him. Why you let him get eaten by a titan, though?
Swallowed.
Actually, I think they had to let him get eaten by a titan because if they just killed him with the ODM gear, then
would have looked suspicious.
Yeah.
I would have tipped everybody off.
Yeah. So I get why they did that. That's still a messed up move.
Yeah. All right. here's one I didn't know about. Tuxedo Mask dies. What? Yo, what happened to my childhood?
What do you mean? Everybody got. That first season, that's how it ended. Like, I mean, let's go back. Like, in the Deke, the original Deke canon, they obviously changed like the wording or everything. So, you know, because it's supposed to be kid friendly. But if you look at if you go back and do either the Japanese version or the Viz Media reboot, where this mostly followed closely to the manga, like the Sailor Scouts sacrificed themselves so Sailor Moon could get to that final battle. Like, and Tuxedo Mask died too.
See, I kind of caught on this as a kid, but I didn't really. Like, you did notice that, like, one after one, or, like, one by one. I think it was, like, the strongest ones, the ones that went off first, right? Like, the ones that joined later ended up, like, sacrificing themselves. Yeah, all right. I remember this, but I don't remember it at the same time because I was like, man, why is it like this one not here? Why is that one not here? Like Jupiter is like, nah, you know, go on without me. And I was like, all right, she'll meet up with you. It's cool.
they're actually sacrifices though, but Deke changed like the obviously the wording to make it seem like they were just like, oh, we're gonna hold them off. Like, no, y'all sacrifice yourselves. Y'all died.
Yeah. No, it never made sense. Like, I'm not doing this, but I was gonna say, like, man, I'm gonna have to go back and like rewatch Sailor Moon, like, from scratch. But nah, it's not gonna happen.
I mean, we already did it with season one.
I did, but like, I'm not rewatching the whole thing of Sailor Moon. It's just not gonna happen.
I will. I got no problem doing it.
I don't know, man. we get Esme to watch it. He's like, oh yeah, Sailor Moon. Matter of fact, that kid yesterday had a Sailor Moon t-shirt on. She did. That's the demographic that needs to be watching that show.
Another death for me. My man, Nicholas D. Wolfwood, Trigun, the priest.
Oh! Well, you brought him way back, man.
Yeah. Who had the gun. The freaking rifle in his, like, the cross he was carrying was actually a gun. Nah, it was just sad because, like, he did his entire, like, he spent his entire childhood, all his life, trying to keep children from having to suffer the way that he did when he was a child. And then, like, oh, even killing, like, he was a priest, he was an assassin. And then when he's dying in a church, like, after the gruesome battle, it's just like, my man is just like, he's filled with so many regrets. And it's, like, kind of sad, like, damn, dog. Like, you just wanted him to, like, live his life.
No. And, like, I mean, you live in your life with that big ass gun in your back, like you're gonna be causing some trouble.
But he was protecting children when I get them, but it's just like, just to die. It's like when you die, like, you want your life to complete and just like say you don't have any regrets. But he died with so many, so many regrets.
Yeah. Oh yeah, unfortunate. One that hit me hard as a kid, or what? Not really hard, but all right. The one that I remember the most as a kid was actually Spike. You know, from Cowboy Bebop. But like I say, it hit hard, but it also didn't, because the entire show, he kind of seems like he's ready to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, he living life like he's just like walking his last walk. You know, he's like just kind of like teaching life lessons, and like he's like, I've already died once. You know, so he has like no fear of death. So he finally is just like, all right, well, I mean, this is what's gonna go. That's like rewatching Cowboy Bebop, because I actually did a lot. Like, I kind of start looking at him like, I don't really think. Well, then there is a time where he kind of gets a little bit reinvigorated. And he starts like trying to live, like stay alive. But like, I really do feel like watching Cowboy Bebop, he's just ready to go any moment.
I think my final one, and I know I shouldn't be mad, but of course I got to be upset because it's my guy, Future Trunks. Sounds an asshole, man. Just. It was chunk. That soul was gone. My man came back, put a hole in Future Trunks' chest. Like, wow. I was so tight. I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. All the people there who were on that battlefield who you could have just killed, and you went after Future Trunks. I was so tight.
Oh man, you gotta go after what you can get. Opportunistic. That's how you get stronger. And at least
Krillin was there. Tien was there. Yamcha was there. Could have gone after any of these dudes. Piccolo, even. Nah, my man said Future Trunks. Hole in the chest. And that's when Vegeta decides to show that he cares. A little too late now, Vegeta.
No! Oh, man. I love your own fault. We're in this mess. right. I love the new dubs, though. I sent you guys this video. I'm not even sure if you watched it, but like, the new dubs of like Vegeta talking to Trunks. He's like, I'm gonna pound you so hard that boy's mother's gonna be mad. Like, bro, what? Yo, don't say that.
Those dubs are ridiculous.
I'm like, excuse me?
They get wild as they possibly can.
Yeah. I feel like the fake dubs, man. Like back in the day when they used to do the fake dubs on the X-Men.
Oh, yeah. X-Men in space. Yo, it's the Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah, right? I'm the juggernaut, bitch. Boom.
Gaze blast. Pew. Yeah, I used to watch that video. I watched that video so many times. Like, comb your beard got put into my lexicon.
Yo, comb your beard, dog.
Yeah, he's like, yo, comb your beard. I want to hear that shit.
I'm about to rewatch it now.
X-Men Space is hilarious. And then his laugh was so obnoxious. I go.
Yo, yeah. I'm trying not to laugh. I hate hearing my laugh when I listen back. I'm like, oh man, all you do is chuckle all episode long, man. I got one for you.
What's up? Ready?
So, what we need to do right now? Count how many times Krillin has died. That's all I got. I'm like, all right.
Man, that's not even a sad anime death for me, man. It's just...
It's not. It's an eventuality in every saga.
Exactly.
All right.
It's just hilarious at this point.
Krillin never died in Dragon Ball.
He did.
I don't think.
That's how...
He did?
That's how the Piccolo saga started. King Piccolo.
He's already been wished back once. That's right. All right. King Piccolo saga. All right, that's number one. Number two, was it Nappa? But get some of it. Ooh.
No, he didn't die.
Oh, he didn't die in that saga. He didn't die. Frieza.
All
right. Not Cell.
Boom. Oh. Everybody got.
All right. That's right. All right, Boo.
I mean, if you want to count it, he died in GT as well.
All right. Three and a half.
Four and a half.
No, it's three and a half.
It's like, you know, like, Krillin's going to die eventually.
I know, right? And I haven't seen any Super, so I can't speculate if he's died or not. So, all right, we got four deaths with Krillin. All right, as many as I thought. I always like to think about it. Like, you know, how many times has Krillin died? We gonna kill him again and again and again, and one more time. Yeah, cool.
I mean, that's his thing. Krillin's job is to die.
It's his favorite. Like getting murdered multiple times by strong enemies to help y'all transcend to the next step.
Yes.
Thinking back on it, I feel like they should have just made the crew larger, like, and just murdered somebody, and like, all right, we felt that death. Now let's move on and get stronger. And like, don't bring him back, though. Don't bring him back.
That guy was like, that was like, you have the Dragon Balls, like, damn, they didn't deserve to die. Let's bring him back. So they bring everybody back that dies.
Yeah, exactly. No, you can't specifically wish Krillin back. You got to bring everybody back. It's like, oh, that's right. A loophole.
It's like, yeah, bring everybody back that died by this person's hands.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I think my final thought is going to be, which Goku death hit me the hardest? And I think it was a GT? No. At the very end of Dragon Ball Z, he kind of fades. It's out into like non-existence almost. Like he dies and they just like, no, we're not gonna bring him back.
With the Dragon Ball.
Yeah, no. I think that's my.
No, that was GT. Oh,
that's not. Wait, yeah, that's GT. Yeah.
Because at the end of Dragon Ball Z, at the end of Dragon Ball Z, he just leaves with Oob.
Oh shoot!
Yeah,
GT. Oh, hold on a second. Whoa. That's GT. Oh damn.
Yeah, GT is when the Dragon Balls GT is when the Dragon Balls like get absorbed into Goku's body, and then he just fades away because he flies off with Shenron.
That's okay. I think, man, my it's a non-canon one. I don't like that, but that's what I'm going with.
People hate GT so much.
Yeah, that I think that's my favorite. Like goodbye, Goku.
I would have to say mine is Cell. Because when Cell's about to hit the self-destruct, my man just standing there, he just turns back, was like, get everybody the, yo, peace. He's like, yo, are you really about to do this? Like, yeah. He's like, Peace. And then he does the instant transmission to bring him to Kai's place. And Kai's like, what the hell? Why'd you bring him here? He's like, yo, I couldn't think of anywhere else to bring him. Like, are you serious, Goku?
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll give you that one because I remember thinking about Mike. Yo, what a dick move. You could have literally brought him anywhere else.
And then they had like the sad music going in the background when Goku was like saying farewell. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And for me, that was probably the most impactful because afterwards, like, Goku's like, yo, don't bring me back. So that was when at that time I was thinking, because I wasn't reading manga at that time. So like, it was just, I had to go with episodes to go off of. So I'm just like, oh, is this really it for Goku? Are they really going to now bring Gohan now? And then Vegeta's just like, yeah, Kakarot's gone. Like, I'm done fighting. And I'm just like, wow. When Dragon Ball Z comes back, it's like, it's going, the game is definitely going to change the whole new thing. And then Great Saiyan Man came and everybody was, nobody wanted that.
I think it's funny. It's like, Great Saiyan Man's here. We need a hero. We need an actual hero. This dude right here, nah, it's not going to work.
They said, oh, no, bring Goku back. Bring Goku back. We were experimenting on some stuff. It didn't work out the way we thought it would. Bring Goku back.
No, that should have just been like a filler. That should have been like, you know, something that just happened. And then like Gohan would have been able to rise to the occasion. But now it's like, nah, go Ten and Pan. Let that generation take over.
And do something. Hey, let's go.
Like we were talking about with Trap Anime. I want the story to transition to not be about Goku and Vegeta anymore. I feel like they can explore more if it's not about those two.
I mean, Toriyama doesn't even like Vegeta. He's just there because Goku just needs a number two.
Yeah, he needs a rival to help him rise to the occasion. Yeah. But yeah, I want him to become the ultimate evil. Vegeta, get that. I want Goku to become the ultimate Super Saiyan God or whatever. They both get their powers, and then they like destroy the Dragon Balls and become the reason that why the Dragon Balls existed. That's it. That's my ending of my whole ending of Dragon Ball Z universe. That's, I mean, not explore something different.
I'll tell you that right, it's now. Not. That's not happening.
It's not. Man could dream.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for watching another and listening to another episode of Anime Brothers. You can find us anywhere on all social medias at Anime Brothers. That is on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter.
And TikTok,
apparently. Again,
TikTok.
Our TikTok page is run mostly by Quiet Jams. So,
you're welcome.
Like, you're forgetting about it. Yes. Yeah, but yes, you can find us on TikTok as well. Thank you once again for another episode. Please follow us, like and subscribe, comment below on what you'd like to hear next. And we'll see you next week.
All righty, Annie out.